we think the setup for REITs is attractive in 2023. The reason we think it's attractive is as follows. Number one, as you know, REITs corrected sharply last year. They're in, you know, one of the elements of the markets that was in the eye of the storm as it relates to the most aggressive Fed tightening ever in history. Being a yield-oriented type of product, REITs and some of the challenges in the debt market last year, REITs corrected a fair amount. Number one, REITs corrected sharply. If you look historically, REITs have tended to rebound following periods of large declines. In fact, last year was the second worst year of REIT performance since the dawn of public REITs over 30 years ago. The only year when REITs corrected more than last year was back in 2008 during the global financial crisis, when REITs declined 37%. Number one, REITs declined sharply last year. Two, if you look historically in periods when REITs have declined in a given year, they tend to rebound the following year. For example, since 2000, so call it the last 22 years, there have been seven years when REITs have declined in a given year. Six out of the seven years, they rebounded the following year with positive performance. The only time they didn't was the two-year period during the global financial crisis, 2007 and 2008, when you had back-to-back down years. Why did you have back-to-back down years in 2007 and 2008 leads us to the third reason why we're optimistic about REITs. Many of the challenges that have been in place for real estate during prior real estate downturns or economic downturns, we believe are largely not concerning this time around. If you study real estate cycles over a long period of time, the curse of real estate tends to be excess leverage and overbuilding. The bottom line here is, as we look at REITs today, the use of debt has been disciplined relative to history. Average debt levels of public REITs are around 5x cash flow, net debt to cash flow, while during the worst periods during the global financial crisis, they were 8x to 9x-10x cash flow. Number two, there's not much new construction in the pipeline over the next couple of years. The last thing you want as we're heading into a slower economic environment is a slew of new construction activity across the country, across various categories of real estate, just at a time when perhaps tenants are beginning to pull back. We like this backdrop quite a bit because a lot of construction is being pushed out, balance sheets are in good shape, and you have occupancies across most categories of REITs, which are, you know, 95% or greater. REITs down, REITs have rebounded in the past. Some of the headwinds that typically weigh on REITs during other economic slowdowns aren't in place. We think a number of REITs are attractively valued in the public market. What you had at the beginning of 2022, at the beginning of the year, REIT earnings were, call it, 25x earnings, and by the end of the year, they were down to 17x, or cap rates started the year last year on average at around 4% and ended 2022 at around 6%. We think REITs repriced, REITs were down, balance sheets are in good shape, not much new construction. Oh, by the way, there's a tremendous amount of private capital that has raised capital targeting real estate that's yet to be deployed. If you listen to Blackstone just last week, they said that they're looking to go on offense, and they think the best opportunities are in public REITs, which are on sale. That's literally what they said on TV last week and on their fourth quarter call. There are a number of reasons, you know, to. Oh, by the way, I suspect there are a number of investors that find REITs appealing in a slower economic backdrop or perhaps recessionary environment. When you can identify certain commercial real estate companies that have contracted cash flows, which provide a, you know, a high degree of visibility into near-term earnings growth, and then you layer on balance sheets, which are generally in good shape, and dividend yields that are well covered by cash flow, and some REITs that have inflation protection characteristics. Just all of the dynamics of REITs, I'm not saying we have the all clear signal, But I think there's a strong case, we believe at Baring Capital, a strong case to include REITs as part of a well-diversified portfolio. So long-winded answer to, we think the setup for REITs is attractive. We're actually not surprised that they're off to a nice start on an absolute and relative basis.